sometimes you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. I'm your humble host, Bob Tuscan, and today we have Ty Bollinger on. Ty Bollinger is a CPA, health freedom advocate, cancer researcher, former competitive bodybuilder, and author. After losing several family members to cancer, he refused to accept the notion that chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery, also known as poison, radiation and burning, what is it, cut, I don't know. Anyways, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery were not the most effective treatments available for cancer patients, and he began a quest to learn all that he possibly could about alternative cancer treatments, actual cancer treatments, that help people and don't harm them. Ty has been, since then, an outspoken critic of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. He has done a number of different things in the health freedom world. He has now made it his life's mission to share the most remarkable discovery he made on his quest. The vast majority of all diseases, including cancer, can be easily prevented and even cured without drugs or surgery. And they don't talk about prevention hardly ever, do they, Ty?
Bob, what's up, man? No, they don't. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fabulous. I called into NPR's Talk of the Nation today.
Yeah?
Do you know the show by chance?
Yeah, I've heard of the show. I'm not familiar with the specifics, but yeah, I know the show.
It's NPR, right? And it's, you know, propaganda of mainstream media. It was their last show on Talk of the Nation. And I didn't talk about health freedom. I didn't talk about any of the stuff we might get into. I talked about Edward Snowden for just a moment and about, you know, this topic of our liberties being traded for our security being a ridiculous one. Not the topic itself, but the idea that we should trade our liberties for security. And I got into 9/11. Ty, are you up on the 9/11 stuff? I imagine you are, right?
You mean the fact that on 9/11 we had three buildings in New York City that collapsed from two planes flying into them, supposedly, and they fell at free fall speed?
What a perfect answer to my question. The math just does not add up, but according to him, it does. And that was the exact statement, essentially, I made. I brought up Building 7 on the call.
You have to bring up Building 7 because I remember when I first woke up to 9/11 years and years ago, I was talking about it to one of my buddies in Dallas. So we went to have lunch. We're sitting there to this nice little Indian restaurant eating some curry flavored food. And I still remember talking to him about this. And I said, so, you gotta learn, you gotta wake up to what's really going on here. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, 9/11 is not what they tell us that it is. And he said, really? I said, yeah. I said, the evidence shows that the buildings were blown up, they fell at free fall speed, and all the buildings that fell weren't even hit by planes. And he said, oh, that's a bunch of malarkey. I said, really? And I said, well, tell me, how many buildings fell in New York City? And you know what his answer was, Bob? He said, a bunch.
A bunch.
A bunch. So isn't that the mentality of many people? They don't even know the details of what happened, but if you dare to question the official story, you're a cuckoo head.
Yeah. When we come back, I want to play that call. It's real short that I made to NPR. And then we'll get into some health freedom stuff and so much more with our special guest, Ty Bollinger. Don't go anywhere.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
It's the future.
Well, I have two choices as I'm driving in my car, Ty. I can listen to the neocons, Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and all these other guys. Or I can tune into NPR on the other side of the left-right paradigm.
So your choice is basically two different programs, one of which will give you diarrhea and one will make you throw up.
So which one
did you choose?
Well, in this case, I usually go back and forth to see what kind of propaganda is being spit on each one. And I was on NPR today. And on The Talk of the Nation is the name of the show. And many out there might be familiar with it in the same nature I'm familiar with it. And that is, you know, just as kind of a case study on propaganda. Now remember, this is the government's radio network. A lot like, Cuba or Russia has their government-sponsored propaganda wings or radio stations and TVs. This is ours. It's public radio. It really is. And they've always kind of towed the party line on things, so to speak. And it's not even party line. It's towed the I don't know what you want to call it. But so long story short, I caught this show at the very beginning. It's the last Talk of a Nation, Talk of the Nation. which is a show where they kind of have a cornucopia of different contemporary topics. So, for instance, today's show had gay marriage. You know, geez, gay marriage is a topic, and immigration, and blah, 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 right?
Sure.
So they have on these various bureaucrats from the Washington Post and all these propaganda outlets, and they take calls from people. And today was their last show after 20 years of being on the air, and I decided I was going to call in. I caught it from the beginning, and they said, well, for our last show today, we want to ask you what you find to be a relevant story going on right now, the talk of the nation. So Ty, you know, I said, I scratched my head, I said, perfect. I have some stuff that I really think is legitimately important to talk about, you know.
They didn't really want that, though, did they?
Well, not once they found out. I've learned how to manipulate the call screeners.
Oh, sure.
So I kind of fed into the lame stream in the beginning there and told the call screener, yes, I'd like to, and I did so in a very, you know, I've been on the other end of the microphone, and, you know, I've been a call screener, I've been a talk show host, so I know to tell them what essentially they want to hear. And I did so, and I did manage to get through. And I do have a recording of the call, and why don't I just go ahead and play, and then we'll rip on it from there.
Cool.
Okay, here we go. Bob Tuscan calls into the talk of the nation.
This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan. Today, for the last time in the program, we're doing what we do. We're talking about what you're talking about around your dinner table, in the car with the kids as you stand in line at the grocery store, or check in on Twitter. You may not realize it, but you've always helped set our agenda. Every day when we fill up our planning board with the topics we'll cover at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, your voices ring in our ears. So tell us one more time, what's the Talk of the Nation? 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also find us on Twitter. That's at TOTN. And let's go to Bob. Bob with us from Gainesville.
Thank you, Neil. I find that the Edward Snowden case has certainly been the talk of the nation. But the underlying issues behind this are very much interesting to me and many others. The idea as to whether or not what the government is doing in encroaching on our civil liberties and reading into our phone lines and whatnot, whether or not that is done in the name of security, is a very interesting discussion. I feel that we should not trade our liberties for security. And, of course, the precedent for this was 9/11. Many might fear that we might have another 9/11 attack. And 9/11 being the false flag attack that it was, with Building 7 being a building 47 stories tall that fell in free fall speed in a matter of seconds, was not hit by any other airplane.
I see we have a truther with us.
Yes, yeah, so, well, I think that's a very derogatory term, and perhaps on your last
show... It's derogatory, you know, because you're talking scientific nonsense. I am sorry to upbraid you. Please, I try to listen with respect to callers, except when they have their facts flat wrong.
You think Building 7 is not a very telling incident, sir?
I think it fell for different reasons, and the scientific community agrees with me. Well, more to the point, I agree with them. What do I know about Building 7?
Well, the architects and engineers all are in a consensus.
No, they are not, Bob, and I'm sorry.
Yes, there's a group called Architects and Engineers.
Bob, I'm hanging up on you because this is nonsense. Thank you.
It's nonsense.
Wow. Wow, okay. Let's. What was that? What was the host's name?
Neil Conan, I believe.
Neil, okay. So Neil was, he said several things that caught my attention there. First of all, as a matter of fact, you were very good at articulating that quickly because you knew he was about to cut you. You got in as much as you could there, Bob, and you did a great job articulating the fact that, WTC-7, see, that's the smoking gun of 9/11.
It is.
47-story building was not hit by a plane. Had three isolated fires on three separate floors, and somehow it fell in less than 7 seconds. That's the facts. Okay, those aren't even disputed. So he said that what you just said was a bunch of scientific nonsense. No, Neil, that's what you just stated on the call, Bob, was the facts that are stipulated. that there's nothing in there that even NIST disagrees with. The thing that he said that got me worse than almost anything else he said is that you had your facts flat wrong.
What were the facts?
Yeah, the facts of the matter are that NIST, in the NIST report, did not even include WTC-7 in the original draft. Now, doesn't that strike you as funny? Funny not being funny, but funny being ironic, that we have the biggest attack on American soil in the history of the country, and the final report that goes over the details of what happened that day in New York City does not include one of the three buildings that fell to the ground in free fall speed. Okay, that in and of itself is enough to make anybody say this does not pass the smell test. You also mentioned architects and engineers. That was a great point to bring up.
Well,
that's
coming off right when I got it. I was about to mention their full name because that brings some credibility here. This is a consensus of professionals.
Yeah, sure. You've got the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth. And at that point, he said, I'm hanging up on you. This is nonsense. I tell you what, you got him where it hurts because he didn't.
Yeah.
The bottom line is he didn't know how to come back to you except to call you a truther.
Oh no!
And say that you were speaking nonsense. But
in other words, he name called. He used ad hominem fallacies and did not address the points at hand at all.
Exactly. Except he told you that all your facts were wrong. When in reality, those facts are stipulated. even NIST agrees to those facts. Nobody says that World Trade Center 7 was hit by a plane. Nobody agrees that it fell in 7 seconds because it's on video. Nothing that you said was inaccurate. But then he comes back and says that your facts are flat wrong. You're a truther. He's hanging up on you because you're speaking a bunch of nonsense. He was peeing in his pants at that point because you were about to make him look really stupid.
I hope that people out there listening, because you got to remember, Ty, most people have never even heard the words Building 7.
Yeah,
I don't even know
haven't.
What the heck we're talking about.
They haven't.
I hope they at least, for curiosity's sake, say, hey, what was that crazy guy who had that fight with the host talking about? And they look Building 7. And I tell you what, if they watch the footage of its collapse, I think a light bulb will go off 9 out of 10 times.
Oh, it has to. If you approach it with an open mind, it has to. Because that's what got – I had a good friend at that time. That was an ex-Army demo guy. And he, on 9/11, he was actually in New York City in another area of town. So he had actually never, and this is a guy that is, he works all the time, doesn't watch TV. He had never, this was 3-4 years after 9/11 happened, he had never seen video of what happened. I gave him a video documentary about 9/11. I said, you got to watch this, man. This will open your eyes. He came back the next day and he said, dude, that was a controlled demolition. I said, that's what I'm telling you. That's what I've been telling you. He goes, no, you don't understand. When I was with the Army, I was a Ranger, and we were demo team. That's what we did. We blew up stuff. And he said, that was a beautiful job on Trade Center 7. He said, that took some time to wire that, to put the explosives in that place. He said, whoever did that was the best in the world at blowing stuff up because it came down, straight down. And so I think anybody with an open mind that looks at it has to say something's fishy here because buildings don't just fall at free fall speed from three isolated fires. As a matter of fact, I think it was the month after 9/11, maybe 2 months after, I want to say December 2011, there was a 47-story building in China that caught on fire. And guess what, Bob? It burned for 48 hours.
48 hours, yeah. And stood there.
Guess what? At the end of the 48 hours, the frame was still there.
Still there, yep.
Didn't collapse. It was still there.
Yep, that's extremely telling. Ty, I produced a series, you'll get a kick out of this, called The Building 7 Challenge. And it was a man on the street series where I went with a laptop computer and showed.
I love the name already.
Yeah, the Building 7 Challenge. And I said, hey, step right up and take the Building 7 Challenge. And people looked at me like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? So they would step up and I said, all you have to do is watch this footage and describe to me what you're seeing. Okay. And I didn't say it's 9/11. All I said was it's the Building 7 Challenge. You know, when they didn't know what we were talking about, they all said, oh, this is a controlled demolition. They all said it. We'll be right back.
The Bob Justin. Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Okay, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Our guest tonight is Ty Bollinger, a regular to the Bob Tuscan Show. His website is cancertruth.net. That's cancertruth.net. And just for a moment to shift gears to our normal topic about cancer here. When you're told you have cancer, you essentially, well, are put through a controlled demolition.
Yeah, for lack of a better word, you are. That's what the big three treatments are. They're going to bring you down, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going to bring you down.
Just a matter of how long.
They eat you and cut you and burn you.
Yeah.
Until you're demolished.
Yeah, yeah. And what's the purpose of a controlled demolition? It's to bring it down, right? And that really is the purpose of the big three treatments. They're going to kill you eventually. People don't understand that, and that's the sad thing about it. You can't open people's mind up to the truth about the cancer racket any more than you can about to the truth about the fact that those buildings in New York City on 9/11 were blown up.
The two topics are very similar in that regard.
Yeah.
In that, you know, people will say, well, the mainstream, everybody knows this appeal to belief fallacy. Everybody knows that cancer is not curable or treated by
chemo and radiation and whatnot, you know, as the best means to deal with this.
Yeah.
And then they say the same thing about 9/11. Everybody knows that it was just terrorists with box cutters that helped bring down these buildings.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, that does make a lot of sense. I mean, they were terrorists with box cutters that took over planes that were piloted by military trained combat pilots. Right. But that somehow the Middle Eastern guys with box cutters were able to overpower them. Let me tell you something, okay? If three guys with box cutters tried to overtake a plane that I was on, I wouldn't need anybody else, okay?
And you're a big guy. You're a former, bodybuilder, right?
Yeah, okay? Let me tell you something. That's where I quit believing what they told us.
Listen, I'm 175 pounds, 5'11". Not the biggest guy, and I wouldn't let that happen.
No.
Pre-9/11, post-9/11, doesn't matter.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the worst that they can do with those box cutters is if you happen to let them get close enough, they could cut your jugular. Other than that, were they going to slash your wrists and watch you bleed to death over the next 5 hours? I mean, it's not going to be anything life-threatening, and if you get on them quick enough, I know self-defense. And if anybody knows self-defense, you can take that down quick, fast, and in a hurry with box cutters. So that's where the story lost me to start with. But then you've got these 19 hijackers that are supposedly religious fundamentalists, and then we find out later that they were out the night before drinking alcohol, snorting coke, and hanging out with strippers right before they go to see Allah and get their 72 virgins. So, okay, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't pass the smell test either.
And then they find the passport of one of them.
Oh, yeah, they find the passport of one of them.
Can't find the black box of the plane, no.
Right, can't find the black box, but they found a passport that wasn't – somehow the plane explodes in the building, but the passport's not burned.
I mean, I'm sorry, all these years later, and listeners have been aware of this for years and years and years now. We're not saying anything that most people who are listening now don't already know, but it's comedic. It really is. It's hilarious.
I mean, it literally sounds, it feels to me like a story that some college guys would make up while they're tripping on acid. and then they're trying to one up each other, and they're like, oh yeah, dude. And so then they find the passport, and it's not even burnt. And they're like, dude, that's far out. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, Ty, can you believe it? There's actually somebody out there who disagrees with the madness that we just stated, who actually still believes, and that's the key word, belief, in the official story. And they've decided to call in. Should we take their call?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, go ahead. You're on the air.
Bob, we got away with it.
Who's we?
Pastor Barack. He didn't turn nobody in. This WikiLeaks guy didn't turn nobody in. And Snowden didn't. Got away with it.
Let's stick to 9/11.
We got surveillance on you now.
Let's stick to 9/11, caller. So you believe that...
We follow you around.
Okay. If I'm not going to be able to speak here, this is going to be kind of hard. We'll take turns. That's how it works. You believe that these buildings were taken down from box cutters in the airplanes, correct?
No, I believe in controlled demolition in Building 7. I believe we got away with it, the government, so we could implement the new rules, the new world order.
Right. So, you're being facetious here. You told my call screener something else.
Facetious. Yura was going to talk. I told Yura, you're here, right, Yura?
I'm more concerned about it, what Bob Duskin thinks of the PRISM system and the fact that we were charter members participating in it, and he knew it, I gotta say. He seemed to have had an inkling of what's going on.
Right.
But now that it comes up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Producer, put the
mic on. He knew we were part.
I have no idea what that was, Ty.
I'm not sure what that was either. I mean, it sounds like the first guy agrees with us that, the government was involved with 9/11, and they've gotten away with it, and now they've implemented the crackdown on civil liberties, which I think we would agree with. I'm not sure what the second guy was talking about.
I have no idea. Okay. We'll take a break. We'll regain our focus here, hopefully with decent calls, and more with our special guest, Ty Bollinger.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. At HempUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
That's 800-313-9443. We'll take your calls if you have questions on the topic of cancer, our typical topic and health freedom. For time, we'll entertain your call. If you want to talk about 9/11 some more with us, we'll go down that rabbit hole, so to speak, as much as you like. Anything's on the table, pretty much. So 800-313-9443. And a couple quick announcements. Tomorrow will be our last show in this time slot. Okay, not our last show total, our last show in this time slot. We're moving on to Saturdays from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's a three-hour block of Bob Tuscan. We will continue to have Ty on and other great guests. We'll just have 3 hours to do so, which will allow me to have more people on and promote the show and put it on YouTube and all that fun stuff. So please support us. Follow me over there. I know you won't have me 5 days a week like you're used to, and believe me, I'm used to it as well. But we're going to move on, and we're going to get the greatest possible result with our Saturday slot and continue the activism, because the activism comes first for me and is behind everything I do. Now, also, I want to quickly ask for people, if you can, if you're able to, hold on, let's see here. Ty dropped us for a second.
Hey, yeah, I got it.
Sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
I was just reminding our listeners we're moving to Saturdays. And the other quick announcement is it's the end of the month, and things have been tough with my job, my regular job with Federal Reserve Notes this last month. And I don't do this show for money. I do it as an activist and because I have a passion to do so. But if you're able and you have some extra Federal Reserve Notes, visit my website, Bob Tuskin, TUSKIN.com. That's Bob Tuskin, TUSKIN.com. And on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a Donate to the Tuskin Family tab. And if you could give me some of those Federal Reserve Notes that you have laying around that might be extra, I'd really appreciate it. The baby's just about one, and things are coming in. The wife had at least $2,000 worth of dental work done because of mercury in her mouth. And, you know, I don't have to tell you anything anymore. So if you can, great. And thank you to all those who have been able to help thus far. And let's go back to our guest, Ty Bollinger. His website, of course, is cancertruth.net. And Ty, we have another caller on the line. Let's hope they're better than the last caller. What do you say we get to it?
Yeah, let's go for it here.
All right, let's talk with John in California. Hello, John.
Bob, how you doing, guy?
Doing well.
Great show. Hey, no, I'm not going to be like the other guy. Let me just comment that NPR show you called into, Bob. Yeah, that's a typical one. That's really interesting, and I've heard kind of that kind of stuff. But let me, there's to me in radio, there's a third, like you said, there's the neocons. There's a third one I call, I kind of monitor every now and then. It's like the old air America. We got Norman Van Goldman, Rachel Maddow, Angie Coiro, and
formerly Al Franken.
Randy Rhodes. One of opposites, the neocons.
Got,
they're all in the same.
What's the guy from Minnesota? Ed. What was his name? Liberal guy.
Ed Schultz.
Player. Ed Schultz. Yeah.
Well, he's kind of out. And Norman Van Goldman used to be his behind. Now he's taken over. But he's the one that's called where justice is served, and I listen, it says justice is never served with him. But they're just an opposite with the neocons, just to make it interesting. But, Ty, let me comment on 9/11, that Building 7 going down. All I looked at is it's just another way for Larry Silverstein to make his money on his insurance.
Well, oh, yeah. Yeah,
it made no sense. Like you said, nothing hit it. Why would it come down not just to collect something?
He had a policy that specifically he would cash in on if there was a terrorist attack.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think if I remember correctly, that it was specific to the number of attacks, and somehow he was able to classify the three different buildings as different terrorist attacks, and so he tripled his money.
Interesting. And of course, he most notably was on the record saying that there was such horrible loss of life, and we decided the smartest thing to do would be pull it, right?
Yeah.
Pull it. What does that mean?
Yeah, and didn't you have – wasn't there the Port Authority guy, the black fella that was the Port Authority guy that was talking about all the dead bodies in the basement of Building 7 that
Jennings,
had been blown
right?
up? Jennings, yeah. Barry Jennings. Barry Jennings. He was coming out talking about how there was dead bodies everywhere, and then he had a heart attack, remember?
Oh, yeah, one of those classic heart attacks, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Gentlemen,
anyway,
remember also that there seemed to be, for some reason, there were certain businesses where there were Jews and Israelis. They seemed to be non-existent because supposedly got a call the day before not to show up to work.
Yeah, but I don't know. There was plenty of Jewish individuals that showed up to work. And there was plenty of Chinese that have reportedly been suggested to not have shown up to work. We know that Lucky Larry Silverstein decided not to come that day, and he was definitely a part of this. Rudolph the red-nosed liar Giuliani, was somebody who didn't show up to his emergency bunker that was in Building 7 that day. And then told people the air was safe to breathe. Of course, I confronted Rudy Giuliani when he came to speak here, and I gave him a piece of my mind. That confrontation went absolutely viral, and I wouldn't have that scumbag come to my backyard without having something to say to him.
Yeah, Giuliani's a lion sack of, you know what.
He also told people the air was safe to breathe.
That NPR guy for all the architects, what they said, lots about 1,200 of them that could come together and said, no, it was all false.
Yeah, at least 1,200 have signed the petition on Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth website, and that's when it cut me off, because that right there is a group of professionals, not conspiracy theorists, not tinfoil hat wearers, not guys like Bob Tuscan, but actual professionals. And I think that is a major threat to folks like, what's the guy name? The guy's name again? Neil? Anyways, John, thank you for the call. We're on the same page. I'm glad that you're aware of all these things, and I know most of our listeners are, Ty. Let's talk with Tom in Florida.
Hello.
It's kind of hard to talk if you don't say anything. What's up, Tom?
Hi. I heard your conversations about the buildings and whatnot, and I know how frustrating it is to try to get people to believe anything other than the mainstream story. But I think I heard a lady, quite a number of years ago after this happened, and everybody was talking about it on a show, and she came up with a really neat explanation, which would get a lot of people to think at any rate, unless they can't think anymore. And she basically said, you know, the Building 7, that to me explains everything. If someone can watch that and say that a few fires brought that thing down, well, then I guess they're brain dead. But the theory about the planes hitting the two towers, they always say that, okay, the metal was weakened, and then the floors started to fall, and one floor collapsed against the next, and then against the next, and successively down to the ground. And she said, okay, well, if one floor was to crash into the floor below it, there would certainly be a momentary, a stoppage, okay?
Yeah, it wouldn't come down in near free fall speed in 7 seconds.
She said basically it would have to go clunk.
Right.
So one would go into the next, you go clunk, clunk, clunk. She said, okay, so it fell in 9 seconds, and it's 110 stories. Get someone to go clunk, clunk, clunk 110 times in 9 seconds, and if they can't, then they should start thinking about it.
No, Tom, that's a great point. You have a little bit of a foggy line there, so we're going to move on. But you're exactly right. It's funny how people's intuition and common sense are changed with propaganda, Ty.
It is. And that's the thing is that with the bobblehead bleach blondes on TV tell us that this is what happened, and so we believe it. But it's interesting to see that the 9/11 myth was sculpted from the first. I've seen interviews of people immediately after the planes hit the first towers, and you could tell that these were people that were coached to say certain things to begin to spin the story. One of the interesting things about both of the Twin Towers, and no, I'm not talking about David Robinson and Tim Duncan with the Spurs. I'm in San Antonio, so that's a San Antonio Spurs joke. That's what they used to be called.
Right, I remember that.
Yeah, but in the Twin Towers, Trade Center 1 and 2, both of those Twin Towers had a steel frame that went up from the basement all the way up to the top floor, the 110th floor. 48, 2 foot by 3 foot steel, for lack of a better word, what were they? Girders? Is that what they would be called? Girders?
Yeah, girders.
Yeah, okay. So they go all the way, pieces of steel, 2 foot by 3 foot, pieces of steel going all the way from the basement to the top. And then they were attached on each floor by something between 20 and 30 pieces of steel. So if the pancake theory is accurate, and you know the top floor goes and the next floor goes and boom, 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 all the way down, it would have taken a lot longer than 9 or whatever seconds, of course. But let's say that's what happened. My question is, where's the frame? Where'd the frame go?
It was shipped out to China. The pieces of dust that remained of it.
It was shipped to China, and the pieces that were left, you could see 45-degree cuts in them, as if they'd been exploded. They'd been cut in order to fall. So, you know, that's one of the biggest things for me. With Trade Center 7, it's the fact that it was never hit by a plane. But with 1 and 2, it's the fact, where did the frames go? where do the frames of these buildings go? Because even if the pancake collapse is what happened, which it's not, but let's say it is, then at the end of the day, you would have had 110 floors pancake down at the bottom, and you would have had steel frame going from the basement to 110 floors still intact.
Yep.
But we don't have that.
We don't. That's exactly right, Ty. 800-313-9443, the troll-free number to join us. We'll continue to take your calls on this or anything else you like. And we have Susan on the line. Hello, Susan.
Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to give a thanks to Mr. Bollinger, actually, for his book.
Oh, thank you, Susan. Which book? Is it The Cancer Step Outside the Box or one of the others?
That one. Yes, okay. Exactly. That's the first book I got after I was supposedly diagnosed with a really strange, rare cancer, and that really opened my eyes and kind of made me step away from what they were telling me to do, and it's probably why I'm, you know, okay today, but it almost kind of goes in with what you're talking about, because I feel like it was almost like a spiritual thing, because I had shortly before this started to realize what was going on, all of this crazy, evil stuff, and then all of a sudden I was sick. So, it all interconnects, but it's very nice to be able to thank you.
Well, Susan, thank you so much for the encouragement. I appreciate that, and I'm so thankful that you're doing well. What type of cancer did you have, by the way?
Appendiceal.
Wow, rare cancer.
Very rare, yeah. And so I don't know. I mean, very early, which is fine, but I had never had any other problems, and until suddenly I started looking into all these things that are going on, and actually kind of felt, very strange, spiritual scariness, if that makes any sense.
I think that
can also affect people if if anybody feel, when you start really realizing certain things that are going on, it's has a huge impact on you.
It does,
mentally
it does,
as well as physically.
Yeah, sure. That can be the trigger effect that could ignite the cancer. That could kick in it from being, you know, a dormant type cancer to something that's more aggressive. The emotional, the energy around cancer is something that's definitely been researched, and I think there's a lot of validity to that. And so I can see where waking up to this evil that's all around us could do something physically within your body.
Interesting,
yeah.
Susan. How did you deal with it? B17.
Just all the vitamin C, diet change, all that. And, you know, for people, you know, I think that they say that, and of course everyone seizes up, they hear cancer and oh my gosh, you know, but,
yeah.
And that's why I wanted to thank Mr. Bollinger, because his book is the first one I got, and it allowed me to step back.
Awesome.
And see that, okay, there, you know, are other things, and so, you know, I'm fine, and, you know, and not to take away from people who are more advanced and in, you know, real physical problems, which I was not at the time, but, you know, we need to really stop being afraid of what they tell us, you know, and
sure.
Your book,
yeah.
Mr. Bollinger, really gives people an opportunity to have some power and not be afraid. So
no,
I appreciated
awesome.
That.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Yeah.
Hey, Susan, if you will, send me an email to ty@cancertruth.net and send me your address. I'll send you a signed copy of the latest edition.
Awesome. All right. Well, Susan, thank you. Please, Ty's a man of his word. I'm sure he'd do that if you will just send him an email. Ty, that's got to feel great, man, because, you know, we can sit here and talk about a lot of different things, talk about 9/11, but with the health stuff, with the cancer stuff, Okay. We're actually getting to hear from people firsthand who are having their lives saved because of this information, and that's a great feeling.
It is a great feeling, man. As a matter of fact, Bob, I was just 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I was in Chicago at the Health Freedom Expo, and which is the biggest natural health freedom get together of the alternative crowd in the United States. I mean, this is huge. And I was privileged enough to have a booth there, and I was with Robert Scott Bell, my co-host on the weekly show, and we were able to shake people's hands, and I mean, literally had lines of people shaking hands and meeting them, and they're saying, "Hey, because of your book, I'm alive," and it's just a real humbling feeling.
Awesome. Well, we'll come back for the final segment with Ty Bollinger on the other side of this quick break. Stand by.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4th, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
My final segment for tonight's show with Ty Bollinger, who will be coming on instead of the last Thursday of every month. We've just decided it will be the last Saturday of every month for an hour on our new time slot on Saturdays at 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. So 3 hours of Bob Tuscan every Saturday, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, with Ty Bollinger coming on as a regular guest last Saturday of every month. And Ty, let's finish up with one last call here.
Sure.
And we'll take Jim in Missouri. Hello, Jim.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Ty.
Hey, Jim.
Ty, I just finished your book, Step Outside the Box.
Great.
Awesome. Are you outside of the box as we speak, Jim, or are you inside the box still?
No, I've been outside the box for a long time, but I've never found a more thorough book than you put together. It was suggested to me by a friend, and totally
Ty,
amazing.
Are you paying these people to call in?
Yeah, Jim, I'll get you later. I'll get you that 20 later. No, actually not, but wow, thank you so much, Jim.
No, really. No, you're right on the money, and I'm not into the medical establishment at all. In fact, I distrust them totally. A question for you. With all the different alternative techniques that you have in your book, are there any that you really think may be more effective than the others? Or is it just an individual thing?
It's really individual, but there are some that are better across the board. Do you have the fifth edition, Jim? Do you have the recent edition?
No, I read the fourth.
Okay. I think that there's in the fourth edition, this treatment I'm going to tell you about is in there. It's called Life One, LIFEONE, Life One. It's one of the best that I've found. It's developed by a colleague of mine named Dr. Michael Farley, who his father had brain cancer. He developed it for his father, and his father was sent home to die. He was given 2 weeks in hospice, and he lived another decade and died from complications from heart surgery. So it's very effective at numerous types of cancers. If you'll go to my website, cancertruth.net as well, if people are listening, cancertruth.net, and just do a search for Life One, LIFEONE, all one word. You can read the newsletters that I put out on Life One. I've written quite a bit about Life One, and it's in the fourth and fifth editions as well.
Interesting. All right.
Totally awesome. Thank you so much, and I look forward to hearing you on once a month, Ty. That's great. And thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Jim, for listening.
Thanks, Jim. God
appreciate
bless.
It.
Bye.
Right, well, Ty, that does it. You know, we started off talking about the 9/11 stuff, and then we got some great callers to just, you know, talk about the normal cancer stuff as well. Yeah, so that was great.
That was good. We didn't even get to the Pentagon or to the Shanksville, Pennsylvania.
Well, we didn't have to. the other parts of the story came down in free fall speed, so to speak.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, they did.
Ty Bollinger, once again, his website, cancertruth.net. Did I get that right?
Yeah. Yeah, you got it.
All right, Ty. I look forward to seeing you in a month from now, pretty much.
Yeah. Sounds good, Bob, my friend. As always, it's a pleasure. Have a great day, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Take care, Ty. Good to hear from you. Folks, we'll be doing one last show in this time slot tomorrow night. Then we'll move next week to Saturdays, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. And if you can donate, please go to the website, bobtuskin.com. And on the right-hand side, you'll see a donation tab. I really appreciate it. I need the help. Thanks. Love you.
Another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. Now.